Raf Epstein.
And this week's changing track is for Jane. Like romantic relationships, the dogs I've known and loved are associated with particular times and people, landscapes and houses, smells and sounds, joy and devastation, even national and world events. These beloved dogs of my past draw me into a constellation of images from past lives, as if their soulful eyes and quizzical expressions pull me into memory's deep well. My first dog was a surprise 18th birthday present, a golden retriever puppy with a goofy, smiley face and a ribbon around his neck. Owen, or Owie, had a small bump on his head, which the vet explained away, diplomatically, as an intelligence bump. I picture my mother in the kitchen, ABC Classic FM on, and Owie's solid, comforting presence by her side. I picture him flopped down next to my dad on the couch during the 7 p.m. news, his eloquent doggy eyebrows seeming to mirror my father's furrowed brow. Owie stayed in the family home in Canberra during my 20s, and I saw him often enough for the bond to be a dependable safety net. An Owie hug got me through many a dark night. His big heart absorbed and carried all the love and sorrow of my family of seven, but it also hid a weakness. As I walked Owie around the familiar streets of my childhood, I noticed him pulling oddly at his leash, wanting to lie down. Over the coming weeks, we watched as his fading heart wore down his spirit. On his last night, I nuzzled my wet face into the familiar fur, feeling his tired old body loyally clinging on. We buried him in the garden, and the hole in my heart felt like a canyon. My parents, heads down, tears streaming. The canyon was swallowing them too. The world was reeling from September 11, and I'd lost my best friend. In 2002, the year after we lost Owen, my brilliantly gifted but troubled oldest brother, John, took his own life. He'd been battling depression and alcohol. Some of my favourite photos of my brother are ones of him with Owie. My parents adopted 3-year-old Geordie, another retriever, 5 months after my brother's suicide. Individual pets are irreplaceable, but our hearts open for our new furry friends, and these friends lick our faces and soothe our hearts as if that was their natural destiny. The day I helped my father pick up Geordie from his original family was the day of Canberra's devastating fires in 2003. I remember the radio in the car, the urgency in the journalists' voices as we drove off, newly bought dog collar and leash in the back. The sky was almost black, even though it was only 4 in the afternoon. That night, against the sounds of sirens, I registered a light in my mum's eye that I'd not seen for a long time. Geordie was a joy to all of us, scattered as we were over Sydney, Canberra and Melbourne. In the tumultuous decade of my 30s, Geordie was the enduring sanctuary of the old family home. His gentle, wise and penetrating gaze lifted my spirits more times than I could count. My father died suddenly in 2010, and Geordie became my mother's only living companion. This old lady, with her equally old retriever, hobbling along like clockwork each morning, they were a well-known fixture around parts of Canberra. Even with grey whiskers, a disfigured jaw from a cancer operation, and an old man gait, Geordie never lost his inner spark and good-natured jauntiness. By the time he died at the age of 17, my mum was succumbing to the cruel clutches of Alzheimer's. Its insidiousness made it hard to process that we were losing her, even though we were, every single day. But in mum's final years, one of the guaranteed ways to bring a smile to her face was to pull out old photos of Geordie. A long-time cat owner, I'd always longed for another dog. My husband was not keen. I like cats. We don't have space. It will just add to the chaos. All the very rational, sensible reasons did absolutely nothing. Melbourne was about to go into its first lockdown, and there was a ghostly emptiness as we went to pick up a little cavoodle puppy 2 hours away. My 8-year-old son and I had already decided on a name, Gracie. As I neared my destination, Grace by Jeff Buckley played on the radio. It felt a bit like the gods were giving me a wink and saying, go for it. Love this puppy ferociously and let her love you. On the drive home, the horizon still and eerie, the radio spilled out bad news from every corner of the globe, and I selected another track called Grace on my phone. Staring down at my new fluffy friend, curiosity and fear in her eyes, I whispered lyrics that felt so timely and true. Grace makes beauty out of ugly things. Grace finds beauty in everything. And Jane's changing track is Grace by U2.